guys. It's Eric G from Around the House, and I am thrilled to announce that our massive back catalog, nearly 1,900 episodes packed with home improvement tips, DIY hacks, and expert advice, is now available for free. Dive into years of inspiration to tackle on your next project. And just a heads up, some podcast players limit how far back you can go. So if you can't find it all, just head straight over to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com, and listen to every episode there. Don't miss out. Start binging today. And thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your trusted source for all things home improvement. Whether you're tackling a DIY project, hiring it out, or just trying to keep your home running smoothly, you're in the right place. With over 30 years of remodeling experience, certified kitchen designer Eric G. takes you behind the scenes with expert advice, industry trends, and the latest innovations for your home. It's everything you need to know without the fluff. Now, let's get this show started with our host, Eric G. and John Dudley.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything home improvement. Thanks for joining us today in the second hour. Hey, Johnny, how we doing today, brother?
Doing good, brother.
Well, here's the thing. We have got a great show coming up today. It's the last show of the year. Can you believe it?
No. Let's not talk about time. I don't know where the hell it goes.
Well, next week, guys, Happy New Year's from both of us. We're going to start out this best of episode with Tony and Corey from the Weekend Warriors. They used to be kind of our adversary out there, and they turned out to be really great friends. And we're going to jump back into that conversation because I tell you what, it's a good one. Let's get this show started, brother. There we go. Welcome to the Round the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. And now we have a show here that I think we've been talking about for a number of years. It's probably about 8 or 10 years overdue. We have another show. We're like co-mingling here. We got Tony and Corey from the Weekend Warrior Show. And if you're in the Pacific Northwest or across the country, they're brought to you by Par Lumber. Welcome to Around the House, guys. It's been a while since we've been talking about this.
Glad to be here. I cannot believe we are on Around the House with Eric G. I feel like Corey and I have been talking about this for a long time, and it sounds like you've been thinking about it for a long time, but we finally put it together. We got together and did a little bit of video.
Absolutely.
Talking about a product or a door or something, and you said, you know, I really would love to have you guys on the show. And we were thinking we wanted you on our show. Yeah, it's a pairing that's made in heaven.
Yeah, it's awesome. And if you were to go back 5 years ago, it's probably a Coke versus Pepsi thing or a Ford versus Chevy thing, right?
Absolutely.
And now we're in the same room doing this. So it's always been fun. Many times I would see you guys on the other side of the convention center in Portland doing your show. Oh, yeah. And Handyman Bob and I were over doing ours or vice versa and having a good time.
I ran into Handyman Bob like a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
At an event right around the corner from here, actually.
Nice.
How's he doing? How do he look?
Yeah, he looked great.
He looks like Bob.
He looked the same as he did 10 years ago.
Honestly. Exactly. Exactly. I love that guy. It was so funny when I got the Around the House show from him. I was an advertiser. That's how it started out. Is I moved to Portland. I had my kitchen and bath company that I started. And I went, hey, I'm going to advertise in the local home improvement show because it worked in Seattle so well. Came down and Bob goes, hey, you're really good in the radio. And I go, yeah, I used to work on the radio in high school. And I used to fill in up in Seattle all the time. And he goes, do you want to be my co-host? Then a couple weeks later, I meet him at a, I don't know if it was the National Kitchen and Bath Association or a NARA event or whatever it was in our area. He introduces me to his wife and his wife looks over and goes, oh, Eric, I'm so happy you're taking the show on because Bob's going to retire next week. And it wasn't next week, but it was like 6 months later. And yeah. I'm like, oh, cool. We didn't have that conversation, but okay. And then here we are. And it was 10 years ago that he brought me on as the co-host. And then we hung around for a bit and here we are. But Around the House in Portland has been coming on in April here, 37 years.
Oh, wow.
And I'm the fourth host. So it's been a bit.
Yeah.
So
that's the fourth host. It was a guy.
Oh, there's other people well before Bob. So Bob was a decade and or so and on round numbers and two guys before that. And how Bob basically got it is the guy before, I think I heard just had him come in and fill in, and he never showed up again.
There's a weird pattern with that.
There is a weird pattern. We actually,
that's how we got our show.
Yeah, exactly. Our show was the exact same way. And the guy that we got the show from had got it from another guy. And I think they, you know, but the show that we had changed names a few times. Sure. We, of course, were sponsored.
Yeah.
And so we changed the name again. But yeah, it is interesting. We, Corey and I used to worry that the information that we were bringing to the radio every day was, we would worry that it would be too much of the same, or we talked about this last year,
yep.
Or I feel like we keep bringing the same thing up over and over. But the reality of it is that the audience is changing
all the time.
We have to keep telling the same truths over and over. It is really us repeating a lot of the same stuff, introducing new products and new techniques, but we have to go back to the well over and over because a lot of things about our industry don't change.
Exactly. And there's some things that we hope change and they finally change and we get excited about it too.
Like self-cleaning gutters.
Exactly.
Like, where is that from?
Right?
It's funny. We talk about spring. Every year we do spring cleaning show. Every year we do fall cleanup show. Like all of these things that you're supposed to do, maintain every year. And it is true because Tony said it's the same, it's different audience. Sometimes it's the same audience, but it's having the reminder that what you own is $500,000 investment. And if you don't maintain it, you're losing money.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so crazy because I'll do a show and you guys, I know, probably do the same thing. And then you get 10 emails in over the next week or so. And you're like, they're like, hey, can you do it on this? And I'm like, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. We did it 2 weeks ago.
Here's the link.
Here's the link. Got it. But then I get stuff like I had one great listener come in and go, when was the last time you did something on radon? And I'm like, oh, it's been a bit. And
yeah,
then
it's a good topic.
And it's a good topic. And you dive in and do it. And I love those because that ball is always changing. And when you're out of it for a year or two, they come back and you're like, oh, yeah. It's fun to learn that stuff, too, when you're like, okay,
researching there's nothing. The new things that are out and the things that matter.
Yeah.
A specific thing like radon.
Yeah.
I actually saw, speaking of radon, I saw this crazy map of cancer. It was like a kid's cancer map and they like these hot spots and they overlaid a radon map and it's shocking.
Yeah.
Really?
You know, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can't like specifically say this is what caused cancer, but when you overlay the maps on top of each other,
kind of,
it was incredible.
Yeah, going, wow, okay, those red spots are right where the layers of that is. I think I saw the same one, and I was like, whoa, okay.
I think that demands some extra attention.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I don't think you could say causality and say, this is what's causing it, but worth looking into.
It is, and now the cool thing is you can jump on Amazon and buy one of the portable radon things for $150 and throw it around your house, and if it starts going off like a smoke detector, hey, we might have a problem.
I bought my house 10 years ago, the one I'm in now, and my real estate agent thought I was crazy because I demanded a radon test.
Sure.
Because being in this industry, we know all about radon.
Yeah.
And he was like, nobody does that. I'm like, I am.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here? $150 or whatever it was.
For this you want to sell this house? You're going to get it done.
Exactly.
Yeah. What is the big deal? I'd rather know ahead of time, knowing that I have to put in some sort of mitigation system or it's not that hard. You put a fan down there and a vent thing.
Good.
Not that big of a deal.
No. You must be up in Washington then.
No, I'm actually in Southwest Beaverton.
Are you? Cool.
Yeah, there's some spots.
Now they do it as part of the real estate when you do a real estate transaction now. So if you go to buy another house in Portland, they force you to do it now.
Oh, good.
So it's good. I like that. I'm not much for saying, hey, we should have all these little hoops to jump through when we do this. But I'm like, okay, that one I'll get.
Yeah, sure.
I'll give you that one.
You should be able to know what it's like, anything, air quality, black mold. If there's black mold growing in your roof, in your attic, you would want to know that.
Absolutely.
My brother and I have been working on a project. We just got it done about Halloween this year, but we went out and bought a house out at the coast in Cannon Beach.
Oh, nice.
And this house, when I did the walkthrough, I was like, we might have just bitten off a little more we could chew. This house in the neighborhood was known as the Blue Tarp House.
Oh.
I have never taken off a single story house 10 layers of blue, brown, and gray tarps.
Wow.
20 years, as far as I could go back on Google Maps, and there were tarps on the roof for 20 years.
Unbelievable.
And they just could put another one on.
Is it an RV? That's how I store my RV.
But this was, and we walked into the house, and I've never seen oak hardwood floors so buckled that the 2 1/4 hardwood was back to back because it had pushed them up and they were 3 inches up in the middle of the floor and they had sprung out so much from the water. And there was like a hose running in the living room. And
oh, goodness.
I'm like, all right, here we go. And we had to mask up and Tyvek suit up to go in there.
Yeah.
The Around the House show will be right back. Don't change that dial.
Struggling to find the perfect gift this year? Don't panic. Head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and click the Holiday Ideas tab on the right. We just dropped brand new gift guides packed with brilliant, budget-friendly ideas for everyone on your list. Mom, Dad, the kids, even that impossible to shop for uncle. From cozy home upgrades to genius gadgets that they'll actually use, we got you covered. AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Click Holiday Ideas today and make gift-giving merry, bright, and totally stress-free. Around the House Online, where the perfect gift is always at home.
Struggling with an outdated website? Did you try to DIY your website and it's not getting the traffic you had hoped? Need a stunning redesign, full site audit, and all the latest updates? Site Hype Designs has you covered. We're the Wizards of Web, crafting sleek, modern sites that can help get your business back on track. Right now, the first 10 listeners to email us with the subject Johnny Claus will score a complete site audit and exclusive consulting tips from our head wizard, Johnny Claus himself. So send him a message and see if you qualify. Don't wait. Email John at sitehypedesigns.com with Johnny Claus in the subject line. That's John at SiteHypeDesigns.com. Hurry, only the first 10 get this magical deal. This is a holiday present for your business that can change how your customers find you. SiteHype Designs, where your website dreams come to life.
What's up? This is Sticks It In Ya.
And Satchel from Steel Panther. And you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Welcome back to the Around the House show. This special episode is all about our favorite shows of 2025. Now, let's get back to Eric G's conversation with our friends Tony and Corey from the Weekend Warriors show.
Always does out there,
yeah,
right?
Oh yeah.
All they could hear is tarps moving.
Yeah.
24/7.
And flapping in the wind.
Oh yeah. So
sometimes the shows that Corey and I decide that we're going to cover are inspired by things that we see when we're just driving around.
Yeah.
Corey had a house not too far from his house that he would see daily as he drove by. And there was a tree growing out of the gutter.
Right.
And so, Corey, we need to talk about cleaning your gutters and the importance of keeping organic material trimmed back so that it's not making contact with your house.
I think at the point you have saplings out of your gutters.
Yeah.
It's a good time to say, I should clean my gutters.
Yeah.
Or at least pay someone to do it for you.
Yeah. When the county comes by and goes, you know, you might have a Christmas tree farm going. It's time to clean the gutters. Yeah.
That reminds me of another one of our favorite shows that we did. We did a show a long time ago, and we actually tried to repeat it. You know how sometimes you try to repeat a show, but you can't get the magic back?
Oh, no, totally.
This show that we did this one time was called Outdated Design Trends. Outdated Design Trends.
I think I actually heard that one, and it was solid.
We had this list of all these things. If you've got more popcorn on your ceiling than the local theater has on the floor, it might be time for a design change. So anyways, we had a really good time with that show.
Who's the guy? Who's the comedian that does the might be a redneck.
Who's that? Oh, Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah. It was based around that.
Yeah, that is awesome.
The Foxworthy jokes.
I had one that I did when I was on KXL over there, and I had Clyde Lewis come in, the paranormal guy, on Halloween.
Oh, really?
And we were live, and I was like, this is either, about halfway through the show, about hour one, I was like, this is either going to be the best show or this is my last time on the air or at the station.
Or you're going to find out you're possessed by aliens.
Oh, it was worse. Clyde's wife, Janine, wonderful lady, calls in and goes, Eric, do you realize from your stories that you can speak to the dead? And I'm like, this is getting a little bit over the top, getting a little weird in here, you know? And it was just ghost stories. Tomorrow. And yeah, it was ghost stories and paranormal. And it was like, and I replayed it a couple times for great, just when show ended up on Halloween. There was no way to recreate that again because it was just, we had his, he was doing a live show on the same station. So his people during the day were like, oh, we got Clyde on the air. And so they were all calling in.
He's still doing it.
Oh, yeah. He's still
K-Pam.
Is.
He's actually a K-Pam.
Yeah, he's really? A K-Pam. Yeah. I got him that gig over there, actually, because during COVID, something happened with KXL and he got escorted out of the building. Oh. You know how that stuff goes.
Maybe he got possessed.
Yeah. I don't know what they were doing. And K-Pam over there, awesome people. Love those guys. They're great over there. I think they told him, as long as you don't do seances in here in the Christian-owned broadcasting building, that we're going to be good. And they've put up with him, and he's done a great job over there. And
he's got some great, he's got some crazy topics. I subscribed to him last year. He's got like a whole thing and a subscription where you pay and get like all of his shows.
All of his
really
shows.
I drive a lot. So
that's perfect for that.
Last year I was like, I'm gonna do it. And it was whatever it was for the year. And I subscribed and I downloaded all of his episodes, and there, some of them are 3-4 hours.
Actually, really?
I think they all are.
I think they all are.
The
show
is on the radio for
pretty riveting, huh? Yeah. Must be pretty interesting to keep
it,
your
it is like watching. It's like going to the fair and watching people sometimes. You're like, this is going to get deep.
Wow. They go into some crazy topics.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do on TV, do a haunted house episode with him and for my TV show and go over and do that and just go, let's see what happens. Like Ghost Adventures reimagined with Clyde Lewis.
Ghost Adventures was one of me and my wife's favorite shows for years.
Oh, yeah.
We loved that show. I don't know why.
It's
totally ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous, but I went to, so I work with Baldwin Hardware a lot, and those guys are cool guys. And I, like I did my show that you guys will be hearing up here in another week or so, we recorded at the building show down there in Vegas. And
oh, okay.
So I've worked with these guys for years, and they were messing with us. We had this design council that where we were designing hardware with them. They brought all these designers in. And afterwards, I went to him and I went, Aaron, why did you pick haunted places for all the houses we were doing stuff in? And we were at the house that the Black Dahlia murder supposedly happened, which was Frank Lloyd Wright's kids designed house in the Hollywood Hills.
Really?
And we had the Greystone Mansion where they filmed like the Big Lebowski mansion scenes and Batman and all those things up there. And I'm like, every house we went to was haunted. And they just smiled and they go, you caught that. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm not a big paranormal guy, but I walked into the media room there at the Greystone Mansion, and I got 3 steps in and I was like, this room's never restored. This is wild. I walked in 3 steps and I was like, oh, I'm out of here. It was like I was getting tased. It was just like, I'm out of here.
Wow.
And it hit from nothing to that. And I just come around and the guide goes, wow, 3 steps. That's the farthest I've seen anybody go in years. And I was like, ooh.
My wife went to Zach Baggins.
Yes. He's the host of
Ghost Adventures.
Yeah.
And that guy, he's got some crazy stories. He claims that he has gone blind because of some paranormal stuff.
Yeah.
From some thing that he did. I actually haven't seen it. No. I never really got into that show. But he runs a museum
in
Vegas. Las Vegas.
Yep. I might go hit that in a couple of weeks.
And it's got like the crazy stuff. Like, you know, what's the doll?
Yeah.
They have this whole movie based off the doll.
What's that?
Just crazy doll. Anyway, they have the doll.
Yeah.
They have.
You're not talking about Chucky.
No, we're talking Chucky's
like,
fake.
Yeah, we're talking like.
Chucky's fake.
Yeah, we're talking like.
What is the doll? If my wife was here, she went to the museum.
Yep.
But they have a whole thing in the basement, this whole thing where you walk through, they have.
And you pay for the VIP and it gets a little better because my buddy from Blaze Reynolds was telling me about it. Yeah.
But anyway, they've got serial killer stuff there. John Wayne Gacy's this. And they have the van of, who is the suicide guy?
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Kevorkian.
Yep.
They got Kevorkian's
van.
Death van in there. Where,
oh, yeah. No, it's crazy stuff.
And there was a couple rooms where my wife was like, I'm not going in that room.
Period.
And there was several people. They would get to the edge and then say, turn around and walk away.
Yeah.
And they were like, wow. You guys go ahead.
I've never had that feeling before until I was at that. And I was like, oh, no, I'm out of here. It was just like, almost like somebody was taken when they put like those. If you go to physical therapy, they put those like shock things on your arm, the TENS machines.
Oh, yeah.
It was like somebody took the TENS to your body and just went
turned it right up.
And you're like, oh, I'm out of here.
240 volts running through the car.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Wild.
And I just walked out of there going, whoa. And here's what's funny is another designer who comes on the show all the time, her and I were talking right. I wish I would have had record on this because sometimes the best stuff happens when the mic turns off. But
yeah,
she's, oh, I've only worked on one house, been in one house that was just haunted as hell. Down in California, I said, don't walk in the media room in the Greystone Mansion. And she screamed. She goes, that's the one. And I'm like,
oh, man, no way. Really? Yeah,
absolutely.
That is.
And I was like, oh, there we go. There we go.
Proof in the pudding.
Right, okay. Not just me. But those are crazy stuff. And just like when you go to job sites, we always run into wild stuff. I've gone to job sites where I've almost fallen through the floor. To when you go in there and it's been a house fire or one of those kind of things that just. I hate going in those projects, but sometimes you have to.
If you want to hear any of these full episodes, to hear the entire conversation, they can be found on your favorite podcast player. Around the House, we'll be right back.
Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn-out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at SummitTrailerMFG.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at SummitTrailerMFG.com.
If I could dream it.
Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good. They convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Welcome back to the Around the House show, your trusted source for home improvement information. I'm Eric G. These next two segments are a little different for Around the House. It's not a subject we typically dive into, and quite frankly, it's the first time we've done in my decade plus on the show, but it was a much needed subject because, well, I can't believe how many people tuned in. It was one of our most popular episodes of the year, and I thought it would quite be, well, the exact opposite of that. So we're going to start talking with Tom in just a second, but if you want to find out more about us, if this is the first time you're catching us on the show, head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. And if you want to catch anything here in the longer form, because all these were long interviews, it usually took up at least an hour of the show. So these are things that if you want to jump into this, don't worry. Head over to your favorite podcast player and just look for the Around the House show and the guests that you've heard, and you'll hear the whole thing completely right there. Now, let's get back to the conversation here. We start talking out with Tom Kubrick.
He is talking firearm safety and how to store any of those weapons around your house. Let's keep that house safe. This is a good one. Let's get to it.
Today, we got Tom Kubinick, CEO of Secure It Tactical. Tom, welcome to Around the House.
It's good to be here. I heard about the podcast and getting booked on it, and I was very excited. This would be a good conversation because, again, I do a lot of home improvement work, but I don't do a lot of podcast. I do a lot of hunting and more firearms-based podcasts. This will be good. It'll be fun.
Thanks, man. You are such an expert out there when it comes to dealing with home security, and home security comes down to even some of the most simple things inside your house to be ready for something going badly.
Yeah, it does. My background is defense. I've been building military armories for 23 years. I'm considered the leading authority in small arm storage armory design. I've done design work for all the SEAL teams, U.S. Army Special Forces. We do all the U.S. embassies in Europe and the Middle East, Marine Corps, most of the military groups use our products or use our services. But I've been in that space for a long time. We came into the consumer products area in 2016. And we came into this whole space from a military mindset, from everything we learned. And it was pretty surprising coming into this because the gun storage industry is more based on how to bend metal than how to actually secure firearms. And they don't consider the firearm when designing a safe. What they're making is a metal box with a whole bunch of little V's in it. And they'll say, we fit 40 V's in here, so it's a 40-gun safe. That safe holds 17 guns. And can you actually get to them if you had to? No. Is it secure? Not really. Is it fireproof? Not at all. So it's been a fun ride. We're growing very quickly. Inc. Magazine's fastest growing companies in America twice in 3 years. Nice. And I've got a great team. And yeah, it's been a fun, good ride. And so what are the concerns that most people have, do you think, when it comes to security? There's so many levels we can talk about.
Well, I think first off, let's just get into the basics for gun owners out there. I think kids, people coming over, putting your weapon in a secure place that'll keep the children out or teenagers or whatever else, or just thievery in general, but still have it accessible that you need to get at it. If someone's kicking your door at 1 o'clock in the morning, you don't want to be sitting there getting underneath the bed, grabbing the box of ammunition, trying to load it up while that person's running down the hall at you.
There's so much data out there, and we've taken a deep dive, but people, this idea that I've got a big safe in my basement, but I'm going to keep one gun under my bed or keep a gun in your drawer. If you have kids, young kids, they're going to know where the guns are. And there's been so many videos done showing where people walk in, they ask the kids, oh yeah, I know where it is. There's no reason to have an unsecured firearm in your home. We can demonstrate that a proper fast access gun safe provides much faster access than a hidden gun, dramatically faster. When you follow our methodology and our protocol, we operate under an idea that every firearm needs to be secured. And when I say secured, I mean out of sight. I'm not a fan of trigger locks. I'm not a fan of any system that allows the gun to be visible. A, it's a magnet for kids or thieves, and B, those locking systems are far too slow. Everything we make for the consumer side is considered a classified fast access. From our biggest answer safes down to our smallest fast boxes, if you're standing within a few feet of the safe, I'm sub 2 seconds, sub 1 second in many cases of being armed at a high ready or armed in a low ready position. It's very fast access. Additionally, we look at firearm storage in a home very differently. The gun safe industry, if you look at the ads, they talk about heritage and legacy and passed down from generations and pride of ownership, Americana. They've got this big safe in this beautiful room with a River Rock fireplace and a pool table and a big like deer a wine on the wall. And out the window there's the Rocky Mountains. It's just a multi-million dollar kit. And I'm looking at these ads. I'm going, are you out of your mind? Why would you advertise or tell people that a safe is a showpiece? Think about it. Yeah. It's crazy. The number one, the first priority for security, the ultimate security is secrecy. Mm-hmm. You're going to buy, all of our gun safes are smaller, modular. Everything we make is designed to be discreet. You come into my home, you would never know I own firearms. I have a pretty extensive firearms collection, and I'm never more than 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds from being armed in my home, but you would never know it because everything is discreet. The other moniker is you hear when you walk into a gun safe dealer, if you're shopping, buy the biggest safe you can afford because you're going to grow into it. That's just nuts. Would you tell a kid getting out of college, buy the biggest car you can find because you're going to grow into it? It's nuts.
You'll grow into that Ferrari.
Yeah. No, buy what works for you right now. If you get additional firearms, get another safe. We use the term decentralized storage. We pioneered that really with the Marine Corps when they're looking at their reaction teams to base readiness, when they're looking at threats. This is post 9/11. This is quite a few years ago. And the idea of breaking up this big armory into smaller locations that are strategically located closer to where the threats are going to be. We look at a home, a standard home that has a big gun safe will have a big gun safe in the basement or in the den. There may be a gun hidden in a closet or in a desk next to your bed. Our methodology is when a thief breaks into your home, what happens? So we look at all the crime data. Thief breaks into your home. They're going to master bathroom, master bedroom, the closet, home office, den, dining room. They're out of the house. Most break-ins occur between 12:30 and about 2. They're in and out of the house in less than 9 minutes. They're looking for easy to grab things they can sell quickly. Prescription drugs is number one. That's the master bathroom. Then they're looking for jewelry. Then they go to home office. They can look for any kind of quick electronics. Dining room for silver, they're out of the house very quickly. So when you look at firearm storage, a lot of people want guns in their bedroom. It's really an unsecure, it's the most unsecure room in your home. We recommend one firearm in a fast access safe under your bed or next to your bed, no more than that. Next best place in your house to secure valuables, including firearms, is your kitchen. Thieves ignore kitchens. It's one of the most secure rooms in your home. Nobody wants to steal your food. So we look at, if you look at my home, in my kitchen pantry, it's a pretty good sized pantry. I've got one of our Agile 6-gun cabinets. I've just got part of my collection stored in there, but I also have a personal defense AR-15 that is set up and ready to roll. Also, there's an exit point to the home. So in the event of a home invasion or break-in, I can get armed and make the decision, I'm going to get out of the house. I mean, yeah. Everybody looks at security and look at defending your home. If you can run, you run from a firefight. That's not a fight I want.
No.
Regardless of what I'm carrying, unless my kids are home and I've got to protect them, I'm getting out. Then I look at the closet next to your front door. Thieves ignore closets. I've got a small cabinet in that closet in there. I've got a couple of rifles, just old lever guns, but I've also got a pump shotgun and another AR-15. Somebody's at my front door. I don't want to let them in. They want to get cute. Sub 2 seconds. I'm armed. I'm ready. And nice. There's a whole process that we go through, but simply decentralize your storage. Don't put everything in one place. The other big advantage of this is if somebody breaks into your home and they're well organized and they know you're gone for the weekend and they've got all the time in the world, eventually they're going to find something of value.
We are just getting started with Tom Kubaniak of Secura Tactical. Around the House will be right back with more after these important messages from our sponsors. Welcome back to this special episode of Around the House. This week, we are revealing our favorite episodes of 2025 that was specially curated for you today. If you want to hear the entire episode, you can listen on your favorite podcast player. Now, let's get back to Eric G. discussing weapon storage and safety with Tom Kubaniak from Secura Tactical.
And nice. There's a whole process that we go through, but simply decentralize your storage. Don't put everything in one place. The other big advantage of this is if somebody breaks into your home and they're well organized and they know you're gone for the weekend and they've got all the time in the world, eventually they're going to find something of value. They're going to steal it and they're going to be gone. If you've got a great big gun safe, they're going to open the safe, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but I can open up any gun safe in America for the most part and remove a gun in 18 seconds. I know nothing Holy about smokes. Safes. I know nothing about locks. But if you've got a big safe with 35 guns in it, you're going to lose them all.
Yeah.
When you decentralize your storage, If they find a fast box, if they find one of the cabinets got a couple of rifles in it, they're like, cool, we got something. And they're gone. And you've lost two of your 36 guns. Additionally, if you've got a fire in your house, the risk of your house burning to the ground is almost impossible. When you look at actual fire data today,
sure,
94% of all fires occur in the kitchen, are contained within a pot, on the stove, or within the oven. Insurance data drives all this, and fire claims are smoke damage. Actual open flame heat damage in a home is extremely rare. But in the event of an open flame fire, a fire-rated gun safe is going to give you about 3 minutes of protection. That's it. A 30-minute wow. to a one-hour safe is we've demonstrated about 3 to 5 minutes.
Wow.
The fire ratings is nonsense. When you decentralize, though, you've got guns stored all over your house. So the risk of you losing guns is extremely rare. But the actual rate of losing guns to fires is almost non-existent. The fires, wow. The gun safe industry puts out this big thing about, hey, look, fires, protect your guns. They have all these stories. Actual reality is when it does happen, like the fires in California, there was nothing left. The safes were melted. There was nothing. There's in a true raging fire, these gun safes offer, again, 3 to 5 minutes of protection at the most. We do make a true safe, true fire safe. We made it to prove a point. It's a double-walled steel safe filled with cement. It does give you a decent fire protection, but it's incredibly expensive and impossibly heavy. It's required. We will install it. We will not let you install it. It's too heavy. Smart. And it is a true vault for your home. But people, we did it to prove a point. Lightweight modular safes are just much easier.
Yeah, Tom, and I'll tell you my personal experience here, and I've never talked about this on the radio. Mm-hmm. I made some pretty big errors probably 13, 14 years ago with a quick access gun safe. And mm-hmm. I put it in a poor location, top shelf of my closet, was trying to keep it away from girlfriend's kids. We were having some home invasions in the neighborhood. So I thought, okay, I'll put it up there. I was moving out of that house. I went in, reached up, tippy toes to grab my gun out of there so I could pack it up, put it in the case, unload it, dropped it, went off.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah. That 40 hit me right in the middle of the chest. That was not
fun.
Wow. To me, having the right situation and preventing accidents like that from happening. And it was my mistake. I pulled it out. I caught the little metal, sheet metal lip of the edge where the door comes down. It was the one where you put your hand in. Yep. And I reached in there. It spun the gun out of my hand, dropped off, and it was a brand new gun that was defective.
Wow.
And no safety, landed on the shelf below, went off. And that was my mistake. And I'm not going to sit here and blame a safe company or a gun manufacturer, but that was a tough road back, but having the right safety with this, having the right situation, that could have gone a lot worse. I'm here to thanks to some great doctors, but this is a serious deal to me because I want to make sure that the people out there that are caring, that are want to be safe, that they have all the opportunity to do that and to be able to enjoy their toys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The other piece we'll just throw out early is, if you make the decision to own firearms, and not everybody should, if you're going to make that decision, that's a change in how you live your life. And it is a change. It is a serious commitment change. I would also, anybody who carries firearms or owns them, is take a TCCC combat medic training course and carry a proper first aid kit, which we're talking about tourniquets, chest seals, the ability to stop bleeding. It's training that everybody should have because we live in a world where there are bad people and bad things can happen. And it puts you, whenever there's a big crisis, you're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem. And meaning you can either help or you better get out of the way. And it doesn't take that much to be in a position to help. And again, if you're going to own firearms, I think you should be out. You should have the skill set and the materials to deal with every aspect of firearms ownership. And first aid is one of them. That's a heck of a point.
And those first aid things, and if you've got the training, it's just like any other training you do. If you've got the training, when it comes down to it, you'll get into muscle memory and you can help other people. Yeah. And what's not great about that?
No, that's exactly. It's, you know, you feel good. I went through the training. I got it's again, sharing stories of not always the best way of doing things. I did the training, got mm-hmm. certified. And I was talking to a friend of mine who does this training. I'm like, Gary, I don't have a medic kit. He looks at me, he goes, dude, you did the training like 8 months ago. I said, he sells me. I said, I need two. I need one for my car. I need one for my barn. So yep. It was just, we put them together. But you know what? It's just nice to have. And everywhere I go, if there's a crisis somewhere, I'm in a position to save someone's life. And it's good to deal with. It's good to have. You'd mentioned muscle memory. And that's something we can talk about. We are the pioneers of fast access, true fast access gun safes. Mm-hmm. And we're also the first company to ever talk about training with your safe. Everybody gets a firearm, they go to the range. If you're a handgun shooter and you're getting trained, you're gonna learn about how to draw, aiming, all the motions, all the mechanics of using a firearm. And they're gonna have you practice in your home dry fire techniques. And you wanna be, again, muscle, you wanna build the muscle memory, because in a high stress environment, you're not gonna be able to think, or you'll struggle, so you're going to lose fine motor skills. You need to rely on instinct, and instinct is built through repetitive training. So we have a whole protocol with our safes where you train with the safe. If you've got my Fast Box under your bed, it's a very popular product. Every night when you go to bed in the dark, you reach down, you do the combination by touch, open the drawer, then you close it. You do that every night for about 45 days, then do it once a week. You're now in a position, regardless of what's happening, without even thinking, you're going to have that safe open in less than a second, and you're going to be behind your bed in a defensive position. We've also just released, and this was a big breakthrough for us. We'll see if the industry picks up on it. We're going to formally roll it out. We have it now. We haven't done the big formal launch because we didn't want to wait. HSFA locking, high stress, fast access locking. We hosted a training event. I'm very big. If you're going to have firearms, train. Don't yep. just own them. You got to shoot them. You got to train, work with the best. So we hosted a training event at Summit Point Training Center with Gary Melton at Paramount Tactical. Part of the training was force on force in a shoot house using simmunition. So it's a live fire. Simmunition is it's a fake bullet, but it hurts. It hurts enough where you, at a primal level, you don't want to get hit. It's like a paintball, a little smaller. Mm-hmm. And we were doing these scenarios where we had safes and like simulating a break-in in an office or break-in in a home. And what we found is in the stress of the moment, and this was even, people knew this wasn't real, but we tried our best to make it as chaotic as possible. Mm-hmm. People couldn't do the combinations because they didn't have the fine motor skills to press the small buttons on a gun safe. And some of the gun safes, and we had several different ones there, have these like logoed, really awkward shaped locks that are like cool or part of their brand image. People could not open them. And
wow,
I'm watching the videos of this and going through back through the data. Cause at the time we're just kind of laughing at people struggling, and it really resonated with me. So I immediately sat down and designed HSFA. So it's
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something. And you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.
Hey guys, it's producer Jim over at the Around the House Show. Do you have an amazing product or service you want to expose to our audience? Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send us a message, and we can help you reach the smartest audience in home improvement. Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send us a message, and we can create a custom marketing program for you. Now let's get back to the show.
Much simpler lock with much bigger buttons. And what it's designed to do, it's designed to give you the fastest possible access when you're not at your best. Because unless you're in the military and you've been through stress inoculation training, I don't care how tough you are. If all of a sudden a door gets kicked in and someone is shooting at you or shooting at a family member, you're going to be in fight or flight. You are going to struggle with fine motor skills. It's going to happen to all of us. But we're trying to design systems that give you the opportunity to do what you know how to do when you're not at your best.
And that's a wrap for us in 2025. We want to thank you for tuning into the Around the House show and for making this show have its most successful year in its 37-year history. To find out more, head to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com. We will see you in 2026. We appreciate all that you have done for us. Happy New Year from all of us at the Around the House show.
Life is a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Quick favor. If you're enjoying the show, the absolute best way you can support us is by leaving a quick review on your favorite podcast player. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to. It literally takes 30 seconds, and here's why it matters so much to us. Those reviews help new listeners discover the podcast. Tell the algorithms we're worth recommending, and give us the feedback we need to bring you even better episodes. More of the topics you love and guests that actually move the needle for you. That helps us help you. It's as simple as that. So if the show's been useful, funny, or just made your day a little better, pop over right now, drop a star rating and a couple of sentences. We'll be genuinely grateful. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House crew, and let's keep that conversation going.